Hey, thank you for calling customer care. This is Lisa speaking. May I please have your zip code to help better assist you?
It's 10312.
10312. And may I have your first
yes.
and last name?
It's James Nicchio, NICCHIO.
Thank you so much. Allow me 1 minute. All right, Mr. James, now for security purposes, can you provide me with the shipping address that we have on file for you?
It's on 14th Street, Staten Island, New York, 10312.
I'm sorry, you kind of broke up when you said the address.
What?
I'm sorry. Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Now, can you repeat that shipping address for me?
Yes, but can you just tell me what the name of this company is that I'm calling?
I do apologize in order to. We're a third-party representative, so I have to verify your account in full before I give you any information. I do apologize.
It's 14 Mott, M-O-T-T, Street, Staten Island, New York, 10312.
Thank you so much. Now, I represent the company Goliath, and I do see here in November where you ordered the Goliath Advanced Male Enhancer and Strength Booster, which are all natural male enhancements to help boost strength and stamina. Does that sound familiar?
No. That's why I'm calling here. How was that order placed?
Okay, so let me just tell you the activity on your account. It looks like let me verify some stuff with you. Is your email jamesnicchio@gmail.com?
It is.
And 347-216-9226, is that your phone number?
Yes, I'm calling it right now.
All right. So I see the activity on your account, and I definitely see the chargebacks on your account. So let's see if I can kind of refresh your memory, because I'm not sure if you remember placing an order. But looks like back in November on the 14th, where you started a trial. The trial was $5.97 and $4.97 if you paid the shipping on it. Does that kind of sound familiar, where it came out to be $10.94, like a trial? It's way back in November.
Early November. That's when the charge is okay.
Do you remember that when you pay about $10.94 for two products, trial?
Not specifically, but I'm looking at my credit card statement.
Okay. So what happened was it was some terms and conditions that came with that trial. It was a 14-day trial, and you were going to be billed at full price for your products if you did not cancel with the end of that trial. And it looks like, because we get this sometime, it looks like when those charges got applied, you did not recognize the company, and you disputed it with your bank before you called in to us. When you make a dispute before calling in to try to work it out with the company and try to possibly issue a refund and just go ahead and dispute it with your bank, what your bank does is do an investigation. We provide them with your IP address, your email address, the terms and conditions that you agreed to when placing that order, and then the bank refunds us those charges, which causes a charge back on your account, sir. So we don't have any activity where you called in to speak to us until today, and it looks like you just went ahead with that dispute. The bank charged it back, and now we're on the line today. So I do apologize about that. Oh, you're breaking up so bad, Mr. James. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said I didn't even know who you were, to be honest, and my credit card, my MasterCard, gave me this phone number and said, call this number.
I understand.
So I wasn't even sure who you were. I already changed the card number, so I don't want any type of account with you guys.
Right.
I order from like GNC a lot and stuff, and I get all kinds of promotions.
I understand. Now, you have been blacklisted. So when you got blacklisted, what happened was we didn't have access to your account. The bank actually paid us back once they did the investigation. But I can assure you that you don't have an account with us or anything. When those charges reflected on your account and the day you filed that dispute, it canceled you out of our system. So the charges that you see reapplied back in December the 16th were all from that dispute. So we don't have your payment information or anything. That was just those charges, one-time charges, and you won't receive any more charges or product from the company. I just hate that you did not realize and just called us back, because we definitely could have got you a refund without it being charged back. But at this point, we won't be able to issue any charges.
What did you send me?
I'm sorry?
What is it that you sent me again?
It was the Advanced Male Enhancer, GMP-800, and then it was a Strength Booster, GMP-801. There were trial bottles back in November.
Okay.
Let me see the exact day it came, because we sent you out an email, too, about that order being shipped. But it was shipped on, it arrived on the 23rd of November.
And what email would you have sent the email from?
It was sent from the fulfillment confirmation, and it was titled "Great News, Your Order Has Been Shipped." That was on the 18th of November, and when you first completed the order on the 14th, you had an order confirmation email titled "Thank You for Your Order" sent to that same email address that I provided.
Okay, I'm looking through my emails.
I understand. Now check your spam folder, because sometimes it does happen.
It would have came from a fulfillment?
Yes, confirmation of fulfillment. So it would say Goliath, G-O-L-I-A-T-H. That's the name of the company.
G-H. I see them. December 1st. Yeah, I wouldn't have got this. All right. Performance. All right, whatever. So you charge me $100. All right, so this is already done. Are you going to be charging me in future for anything?
No, sir. You've been blacklisted. We don't have access to any of your information. Just your address and your name, just in case you want to call back and just know about the product or your account, past account activity.
Very good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer care.
Hey, have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.